Music at Emmanuel is offering its most expansive concert season yet. This is 31 events ranging across musical traditions from classical masterpieces to modern works. This all starts on September 10th. And it's such a pleasure to welcome to WBJC for the first time, actually, the Director of Music, Christian Lane. Thank you so much for coming in.
It's my pleasure, Judith. Wonderful to be here.
I think that during COVID and even beyond, there's been so much contraction of what arts organizations have been able to offer. So in the face of that, it's really extraordinary the kind of expansion of your program you are offering. How have you managed this?
Yeah, the program that we're offering right now has really grown out of the programming that we were doing during COVID, when so many people were filming concerts. So Emmanuel has had a long tradition of really good music. Even back in the 60s, John Waters premiered some films there. So it's a real hub for arts expression. But during COVID, we were forced to film a lot of chamber music and did so really beautifully, I think. And so we've been living into that as one prong of our series this year, a chamber music series on Tuesdays, as well as highlighting our professional choir, which we've had for a very long time.
So give a little bit more detail about the Tuesdays at 6.
So the Tuesdays at 6 series is chamber music offered at 6 p.m. So hopefully at a good time for people on a Tuesday, they're finished work or they're finished school, they can come for a one-hour program and then continue on with their evening, whether that's having dinner at one of our restaurants nearby in Mount Vernon or headed home to do homework and all these types of things. But we're really focused on featuring exceptional local talent on that program. So this year we have Ching Li, the principal second violinist of the BSO. We have Ah Young Hong, the wonderful soprano faculty member from Peabody. We open our series next week on the 10th of September with Duel Ingolfsson-Strupel, featuring Judith Ingolfsson, who's one of the violin faculty at Peabody.
And I'm thinking that very much the core of this whole program would obviously be the Emmanuel Choir. What are some of the highlights for that this
Absolutely.
Season?
Absolutely. I mean, the Emmanuel Choir is one of the premier chamber choirs in the state, no question. And it just happens to be based in our church. And it's a great testament to the church that they support that identity. But we'll do the Rock Vespers, Rachmaninoff All Night Vigil this year, which is a crowd favorite, of course. In December, we are excited to do the North American premiere of a piece for harp and lower voice choir by Pierce Connor Kennedy, which was just recorded. So there will be a beautiful recording of that as well. But we're honored to offer the North American premiere of that. And we will finish the year, actually, with a concert for Baltimore Pride all the way in June, featuring Considering Matthew Shepard, which is one of the great modern choral masterworks of our time.
These are just some of the offerings coming up from Music at Emmanuel. The season starts on September the 10th, and there is everything that you want to know at emmanueldowntown.eventbrite.com. And this is in the historic Mount Vernon neighborhood. It's been such a pleasure to speak to the Director of Music, Christian Lane. Thank you for this incredible offering.
My pleasure, Judith. We hope to see you at many of these events.